Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. And blessed new year, and a hearty welcome to another USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast. We're delighted that you have joined us today in our first Laity Outreach broadcast for the year of 2017. As you know, these broadcasts are under the auspices of the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training and are designed specifically to reach out to all USCCM laity to fulfill the goal of the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training, which is in keeping with Ephesians 4:11 through 13, to prepare the laity for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually. We have a theme for this year's broadcast, which is USCCM Laity, a people prepared, empowered, and emboldened by God for greater works. During this year, we will have various speakers sharing with us lessons and words of encouragement around this theme. Today, we are so honored and blessed to have our presiding prelate of the USCCM, His Grace, Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., who has so graciously consented to kick off this year's work with words of preparation and empowerment from God's words so that we will be emboldened for greater works. Bishop Tindall.
Good afternoon, everybody that are listening in right now. As usual, I would like to begin with a word of prayer, so let us go before the throne of grace for a moment. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you for just another day that you have granted us the privilege of being in the land of the living on this side of eternity. We thank you, Lord God, for many, many blessings, too numerous to name one by one. But we thank you for everything. Now, as we come to turn our attention to the conversation that we have about our USCCM laity training, we ask for your blessings, the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, that whatever is done in your name, for your sake and to your glory. Amen and amen. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me begin by first giving honor to our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who through the power of the Holy Spirit is daily manifested in us. It is because of the Lord Jesus that this privilege has been given to us to share with you today. We thank the illustrious Chair Lady of the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training for following the leading of the Lord to grant us this opportunity. Teacher Tyndall is dedicated to the ministry of leadership training and is always looking to the Lord and listening to his directions as to ways to expand and improve this vital ministry of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. We also wish to thank each of you who have allocated time in your schedules to tune in to the UFCCM radio broadcast. This broadcast, UFCCM Air, which means Anointed Internet Radio Worldwide, has been instituted and consistently managed and hosted for several years by the UFCCM Chairman of Communication, His Grace Bishop H.D. Haywood, to whom we give much thanks. Today, we would like to share with you for a little about how laity contributes to the overall work of the church, the body of Christ, as well as the ongoing need of a ministry of laity training, and how the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training is aligned with the theme for the UFCCM for this year, a people ever ready to meet the Lord. Now, from the earliest days of the church, we find that there really was no distinction between clergy and what we refer to as laity. In fact, neither term, clergy or laity, is mentioned in the Bible. We understand that all believers have different callings and gifts, and all are servants of the Lord. This may be seen in scriptures such as Romans chapter 12, verse 6, or chapter 14, verse 4, which you may like to read at your leisure. The 12 apostles, whom we think of as being the leaders of the early church, considered themselves to be fellow laborers with all other believers in the church. Now, I want to clarify that statement. The original apostles did hold positions of leadership in the church. They were the church leaders. These 12 were uniquely qualified to do so because of the years of preparation, experience, and teaching they received directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John said in his writing of his gospel, John chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." From the sixth chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 1 through 6, we read that in their leadership role, it became necessary for the 12 to distinguish themselves as leaders in the ministry of the word from among the general community of believers, so that, according to Acts 6 and 4, they would be able to give themselves fully to prayer and to the ministry of the word. From this decision came forth the ministry of deacons. Now, other than these 12 apostles, which I might add included Matthias, the believers all considered themselves to be co-workers, workers together in the church, which is the body of Christ. And so you see, from the earliest history of the church, there was, generally speaking, a oneness, a willingness of every person, regardless of where they were working in the church, to simply do what was necessary to reach out and win souls. Now, contrary to popular opinion, the distinguishing of hierarchy and high clergy came later. While the Apostle Peter, was given the keys of the kingdom and received the vision on the rooftop and offered two books of the New Testament, he was not the chief leader of the church in Jerusalem. That distinction went to the Apostle James. The Apostle Paul, a great missionary to the Gentiles, who ministered literally all over the known world at that time, considered himself a fellow laborer, a yoke fellow, with the other Christians that were working together in the church. However, as the church grew and time went on, there eventually became a distinction between the people in the pews, which we begin to refer to as laity or lay people, and the people in the pulpit, which became known as the clergy. Now understand, as these terms are used in our vernacular, we most likely picture clergy as different from laity. While to do so is not frowned upon, we all must remember that it takes us all working together to do the work of the Lord. Don't forget, however, a church cannot function or survive if the only people working in the church are the clergy. It takes us all. However, the word teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 20 through 24, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Someone said success is finding the will of God for your life and doing it with your whole heart. All chiefs and no Indians do not make a tribe. It takes us all working together. So whether your calling is an usher, a deacon, a greeter, a praise team leader, a member of the choir, the secretary, whatever, find God's will for your life and do that with your whole heart and obtain the success that the Lord has designated for your life. The laity is vital to the growth and expansion of God's work. And to do God's work effectively, efficiently, and in excellence, it takes training. Once more, if we are to be a people ever ready to meet the Lord, then it follows that training is a fundamental preparation. I truly hope that in our daily walk of life, I know I do in mine, that we seek out the person properly prepared to solve our problems. If I have a headache, I do not go to a mechanic. If I have a mechanical problem, if I have a toothache, I don't go to a mechanic. And if I have a mechanical problem, I do not go to a dentist. I go to the person that is properly trained to handle my problem. Be careful, because you can lose a leg using a jack leg. There are so many areas of service in the church where the fumbling, untrained individual, even though having the best of intentions, may hinder the progress of the church. So many terrible wrecks and accidents have been caused by untrained drivers behind the wheel of a moving automobile. And in like manner, a lot of hindrance has been done and a lot of growth has been obstructed by people in the church who are not trained to function properly in the office in which they are called. So training is very important. An usher should not try to be a counselor to every person that enters the church. a praise team member should not stop the praise service to run out to the front of the door and do the usher's job. Have you ever seen a church clerk telling the pastor how to pastor? I'll leave that alone. Proper training encourages one to seek to be the best that he or she can be in the area of their calling. Training enhances what we know and educates us to what we do not but ought to know. Let's remember that we must always be prepared to meet God because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus. We may rest assured that we are ready to meet the King. But in order for you to be prepared to serve your fellow man, you need to be trained to do so. And I want to make that a little more personal. We all need to be trained to do so. I remember a phrase from the late Bishop W. E. Fuller. He used to say, get salvation to meet God, but get an education to meet man. So we invite all of the UFCC and affiliates and others in the Lord's work to take advantage of the resources we have in place for further training as workers in the Lord's vineyard. Our Chair Lady of Laity Training, whom I'd like to add is a trained educator, along with her staff, are proficient in the skills required for communicating knowledge to you that can enhance you in your spiritual and secular abilities. Take advantage of it. They have all, she in particular, has prepared special seminars, workshops, and other tools for those serving as deacons, ushers, secretaries, greeters, lay ministry leaders, and others. While training is paramount to your success as a lay person, let's get real. There is no free lunch. Yes, salvation is free for all else you pay. Now, don't be offended. If it's worth having, it's worth the payment of your investment of your time and of your money. If you want to give out, then you must be, if you want to receive, then you must be ready to give. And so what you want to get in you as a result of the ministry of laity training, it's not designed to rob you, but it does require your support so that the work can go on. The bottom line is that we do all that we do so that we are equipped as much as possible to win lost souls to Christ. That's what it's all about. An usher could make a profound difference on a person entering the church if they are trained properly to greet that person in the right way and to just let that spirit of love come forth from them. For many that are ushering, that does not come natural. Some folks actually have to learn how to smile. First impressions, properly functioning, doing the things you're required to do. It takes time and effort to prepare yourself to be properly trained to do so. There's no shortcut to success. It takes time and it takes effort. And that is the reason that the Lord laid upon our spirits at the very inception of this ministry to create the ministry of laity training. A ministry within the framework of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries that makes itself available to all of our constituencies so that we can help you to prepare the way God wants you to be prepared to meet your fellow man. We're living in a time in which dark clouds of impending storms of judgment are approaching. So many people have no idea of the danger of eternity without God. Our call for preparation is not for vainglory or for self-promotion, but it is to encourage you as a child of God to do all that you can to be ready to be a part of this great mandate from God to win the loss. We must all be soul winners. It takes a little training to do so. God bless you. Thank you for your time. And I trust that these words have been a blessing and open up avenues of thought to you today.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We lift our hands and bow our knees and worship at your throne. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We lift our hands and bow our knees.
Thank God for those inspirational words coming to us from our prelate. We are simply elated that he has taken the time to share with us today. I understand we have Overseer James Brooks from Baltimore, Maryland on the line. Overseer Brooks, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Teacher Tyndall. It's always a blessing to share with you, and we were grateful to get the email on yesterday in regards to our bishop sharing on the internet radio this afternoon.
Well, we're so glad that you were able to tune in, Pastor Brooks, and I'm elated that that email really reached out. I heard from a couple of people in response to the email, so we just thank God that you were obedient and that you tuned in today. Did you have any additional thoughts that you would like to add?
I would just like to say that the laity training is, I feel as though, something that's definitely needed in the body of Christ, because so much has transpired down through the years, and we need to stay abreast of all the things that God is doing. God is always doing something fresh. He's always doing something new. So we have to stay on top of what God is doing. We know that God doesn't change, but we know that he doesn't change, but we still need to, as the times change and as different things change, God always has something fresh for us in regards to laity training. So because we always have different styles and different groups of people that are coming to our churches, and we need to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And so we just thank and praise God for your ministry and what God is allowing you to do. And we want to take advantage of the different teachings and different trainings every chance that we can get. And hopefully, if we can't come down to you, maybe you can come up to us, and we can allow God to just broaden our horizons and open up our eyes and see new things.
Thank you so much for those comments, Overseer Brooks. It's so good to hear from you today, and we truly appreciate you sharing those thoughts. In reference to what you mentioned, I think I need to back up and say one thing. The UFCC and Ministry of Clergy, of laity training understands clearly that each church, pastors and leaders within individual churches devote considerable time to training the various people that work in different offices within the individual church. And this is greatly appreciated and needed deeply throughout the body of Christ. But the ministry of laity training steps in so that sometimes there can be a general sharing on a broader level, sometimes even in more in-depth ways when we have jurisdictional or events within the fellowship that call us all together, so that rather than an individual church being taught in one way, that all of the churches can get a general idea of what we're all doing together so that they could be a continuity in what we're doing. So we appreciate that, the work that you're doing in your church and the way that God is using you in your ministry of training in your church. And we pray that that will continue, because this is what God wants us to do in this evening light hour.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Pastor Brooks, Overseer Brooks. We have worked together for quite a long time on the headquarters jurisdiction, and you and your church have been ardent supporters.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had talked about some plans, and we're looking forward to having those plans come to fruition this year. Amen.
Amen. So, I'm in agreement with that.
Yes, and so we encourage you, Overseer, and all of our listeners to spread the word about the UFCCM Laity Outreach Training broadcast. We broadcast the second Saturday of every month at 12 noon. And this year coming up, we're going to bring in various speakers who will be able to share with our listeners and encourage them so that we can be greater empowered and emboldened in the body of Christ. I would like to again recognize the contribution of our prelate. You know, any organization is only as strong as the head. If the head is strong, the other elements are strong. And we thank and praise God for a strong head. And we thank our bishop for his words of encouragement. And we hope that this will set us off on a trajectory that we will go to greater heights in the year of 2017 to do a greater work for God, because we realize that we're living in perilous times and God is requiring much of us. And we thank you all for listening and for your ongoing support to this ministry. We pray that you will be blessed and that we look forward to hearing from you all and sharing with you at our next broadcast on February the 11th at 12 noon. May God bless you and keep you. And our closing prayer will be given by Bishop.
All right, let us go before the throne of grace once more. Dear Father, we thank you for all that has been said and done. We thank you for all that have tuned in today to the UFCCM Air Radio Broadcast Ministry, and we pray, Lord God, that something has been said from your word that will inspire, encourage those that have shared with us today. May your grace be with us and keep us in all things henceforth. We pray in your glorious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.